think it's pretty ironic that as I start this podcast, one of the first things I had to do was go to iTunes and select a department or section on where to put I Trust When Dark My Road, Lutheran View of Depression. Obviously, I could put it under Christianity, and that would be fine. But what I really wanted to do was put it under mental health somewhere. So I go to the mental health section, and you have alternative healing, all sorts of topics, and the only one that seemed to even remotely come close was the section of self-help. Now, if there's one thing that I know about mental health and about depression, it's that self-help is precisely the problem. So often when we come to talking about depression, it is so lonely. It is so isolated. Because you are so turned inward on yourself, it becomes impossible to see outside. The absolute last thing that you can do is help yourself. Frankly, it's not all that different from the sinful condition that we are all in. We're all dead in trespasses and sin. Maybe the clinically depressed can actually recognize that more than some others. I don't know. But that brought me back to one of the scripture passages that has kind of held me together for many months and years, and that is Psalm 73:26. My heart and my flesh fail me, but God is the rock of my heart and my portion forever. In other words, as long as we try to find our hope, our life, our solutions to our problems, no matter what they may be, we're not going to be satisfied if we're looking inside ourselves. Only God can heal. God uses many different ways to do that. Doctors, nurses, mental health care practitioners, psychiatrists, psychologists, pastors. We human beings are complex. Body, soul, and spirit all wraps together in sometimes strange ways. But God will use all of these different people and means to bring about healing.